It's music time in Africa. Well, hi there. Welcome back to our weekly music show. I'm Sue Moran, and happy that you're joining me today for another program of traditional and popular music, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. For today, I've selected some of the recordings from an album that was produced as the result of a music research project in the forest region of the Central African Republic. The project was sponsored by the Department of Arts and Folklore of the National Museum in the capital city of that country, Bangui. And it concerned a number of ethnic groups about whose music little is known. It should be an interesting program, so let's get started now with Music Time in Africa. The diversity of the numerous groups which make up the approximately 2 million people in the Republic of Central Africa provides, of course, just as diverse a variety of musical traditions, musical forms, and instruments. Musical instruments in use in the forest region include wooden horns and trumpets, wooden flutes and large drums, xylophones, harps, and musical bows. Instrument makers use materials that are easily found in the general vicinity of their villages. I'll begin with a recording of music of the Mbaka people played on the musical bow, an instrument that is in wide use throughout most of Africa. Musical bows vary greatly in size and form. In some countries, the ordinary hunting bow is used, played by striking the cord with an arrow and using the mouth as a resonator. Then there are the sophisticated types, like those played by the Zulu, with attached calabash resonators, and instruments that have a dividing bridge, producing a variety of tones. And there are also the musical bows found commonly throughout West Africa that have been made from a tree branch and curved with a fiber or tendon cord. The musical bow in this recording is called the Ngangangungu, made from an ordinary branch with the bark peeled off and curved by stretching a cord to each end of the stick. The seated musician strikes the cord with a thin piece of stick held in his hand, while his left hand holds a small piece of wood, which produces variety of tones by applying pressure on the string. The mouth in this case is used as a resonator for the instrument as well as for singing.
Tio mogre mai sela ingale aye dihu nyana ne uji misengundai lai mai nyama buye donganya ila moludia vanoi mairi. Simwabu mogre mai ke ma enganya buku wanye bahu nyana ne uji gigi Asimwabu motonja ilai bulikya buwe donganya ila bulikya banoyi maili. Morude ho mogre mai lae morude mabue donganya ila mase mwa wanoi gigi gigi nyana nae ngambu enganya buku wanye bahu morude ho gigi gigi. Dolede wo igbagrama isenga o lai bulipia mabuwe donganya ila kokuba ni vota boto ye maeru
In addition to the musical bow which you just heard, the Mbaka also use quite frequently the sanza, the Mbira hand piano, which is also known throughout most of sub-Sahara Africa. although the sansa is generally played for accompaniment. In this recording, the Mbaka musician plays his 12-note sansa in an instrumental solo, music usually played by night watchmen to pass away the long hours. One other instrument generally used by the Mbaka that I'd like to mention is their 10-string harp called the Ngombi. It's principally played for voice accompaniment and tuned to a double pentatonic 5-note scale. The instrument in this recording has dried seeds attached to the neck pole, which rattle as the instrument is played. Repertoire of folk songs of the Lanba in the Republic of Central Africa seems to be, in the greater part, about an historical enemy, a fierce neighboring tribe that would attack them frequently, causing them much harm and damaging their villages. The theme in this next song is about the panic in the village when the attack is about to begin. a group of Lanba men and women sing to the accompaniment of metal bells and an empty bottle struck with a piece of metal, while a group of dancers move about making gestures of panic and fear. Among the various pygmy peoples in the Central African Republic, there are the Babenzele, noted for their particular style of singing, a technique of yodeling which is also used in instrumental music, particularly in the playing of flutes and whistles. This next recording begins with a Babenzele flute called the Hindewu, made from the stem of the pawpaw or papaya tree. The musician adds his yodeling voice to the sound of the flute, and later is joined by other male voices, accompanied with hand clapping and the sounds of two pieces of metal striking against each other. Oh, That was music of the Bobenzele Pygmy people in the Republic of Central Africa. Northeast of the capital city, Bangui, in the Grimari region, live the Dakpa, whose music is characterized by their large wooden horn ensembles. The long horns are carved from tree branches and are combined according to length and tone, beginning with the low bass horns and graduating up to the soprano high-pitched horns. There are 13 horns in this recording of Dakpa music, which is being played to celebrate the return of young initiates to their village. Music of the Dakpa, played by a traditional orchestra of wooden horns. You've been listening to the folk songs and dances of the various ethnic groups in the Republic of Central Africa. So far, we heard vocal and instrumental music of the Nbaka, the Bobenzele, and the Dakpa. Here is a sample now of the type of music played by the Dendi. A group of 8 women joins a male vocalist in a folk song, while 2 others furnish the rhythm played on a wooden mortar and an earthenware pot. One of the more musically interesting ethnic groups is the Sabanga, especially noted for a series of dances known as Mbakia, a repertoire of dances reserved for men only, in which the dancers imitate different animals, elephants, buffaloes, or antelopes. Among the Mbakia dances, there is a performance called Angwara, in which the principal dancer imitates the birds that look for the seeds so carefully planted by the village farmers. Thank you. You've been listening to music from an album called Songs and Dances of Central Africa, documented and recorded for a research project by the Department of Arts and Folklore of the National Museum in Bangui, Republic of Central Africa. This is Sue Moran saying so long for now. Hope you enjoyed the music and that you'll join me again next week at the same time. Have a nice week, friends. This has been Music Time in Africa.